Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Good morning and welcome to BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast of National Talk Black. I'm not Trendy Trev, I am Bala Matty. Welcome to our live broadcast here for Friday in the Park for NAIDOC Week. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Friday, and I hope you joined our live broadcast here. And right now I got a daily guest with me, trainee MC with DIG, and that's Nyla Gray. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Scared.
Scared? What are you scared from?
I don't know, because I got to go and stay soon. But it's been a good day. Good start to the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's been alive. I love how all the people are here, supporting our people.
Too deadly. So, Nyla, for the listeners out there, can you let them know who you mob and where you're from?
I was born and raised in Cairns. I'm a proud Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander woman. Aboriginal side, Gimwe Wallabari Yidinji, Mullumbari Yidinji, and TSI, St. Paul and Murray Island.
Oh, too deadly. So mainland and on the islands, eh? Too deadly. Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yes. So training MC, how did that come about for you?
So I go DIG every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good. And Anissa Mara, she offered it to me. She asked me, and I was like, nah, I got work on Friday. And then I called in sick yesterday night, and then texted her and said, Anissa Mara, I'm going to do it. And then, yeah, she thought I would be good for it, and I was like, yeah, I'll give it a try.
To Delhi. So, emceeing, so you'll be doing what Uncle Nathan is doing right now, eh?
Yeah, Edward's my trainee. He's training me to go up with him. So.
Oh, to Delhi. So, did you... think that you'd be doing something like this?
Nah. I know I talk a lot and I know I talk loud, but I never thought Anissa Mara would actually just put this on me, and I was like, I'll do it anyway just because you asked.
To Delhi, hidden gem. See, like to talk and very loud.
Yeah.
So were you part of the march this morning?
I was. Me and my auntie, MJ Lifery, we were both up the front holding the caution signs.
Deadly.
Yep. At the front, straight there, everyone can see us. Oh,
I think this year's march was bigger than last year.
Yeah. When I saw it, I thought it was like smaller, but then I was like, wait, maybe it's a bit bigger. Yep. But yeah, we were more tighter this year than last year. We were a bit spread out.
Yes, yeah. You looked like very formative when you were coming in, and you know. I was like, when is this going to end? Like, because I went live on BBM's Facebook page. I was like, okay, this is the end. Then I looked, they're still coming.
We're still coming. I was getting in trouble. I kept being told to slow down because I kept walking too fast.
But yeah, a great turnout for, celebrating 50 years of NAIDOC.
Yep.
What does NAIDOC mean to you?
NAIDOC, for me, I wouldn't know how to put this. It brings all our mob together. Honestly, you know, we may not think that we're all supported, you know, but we have a support system here. As you can see today, everyone's here. It brings us all together. Shows, I don't know, I can't put it into words, but I think it's beautiful.
Yes, too true.
Yeah, it's an amazing day today. Shows us who we are. Mm-hmm. And not to be ashamed of our skin colour or our culture, where we come from.
That's right. And so you'll be joining Uncle Nathan. Will you be introducing some of the dancers as well?
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I just got introduced and I'm just here.
To Delhi. So do you think you'll be the MC for next year if this training improves your MCing?
Maybe. I can talk. I feel like my confidence has grown since, because I work at the hospital. I'm an assistant in nursing, so I feel like talking to people every single day has built my confidence and communication skills, so I think this will be another step in front of a crowd.
Too deadly. And you know, you're talking to the nation right now because we're going via the National Dinners Radio Service, thanks to the mob in Brisbane for beaming us across the country.
Yeah.
So look, you're talking to me on radio. Usually, mob are ashamed to come on radio and talk.
I was ashamed. I was like, I might just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, see, I think that's there from the encouragement for being training MC.
Yeah,
to Delhi. And any last words you want to add for NAIDOC today?
Oh, I hope everyone's having a beautiful day. Coming together with your family, your mob. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't let anyone drag you down. And that's it. Some words of encouragement, and I gotta go before someone comes and grabs me.
Yes, because I saw they made hand signs.
Yep.
You gotta go.
I gotta go on stage.
Nyla, thank you for coming on and having a yarn. And hope you do well on stage. Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity, and hope everyone has a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
There you have, that was Nyla Gray, training MC with Dij. So she's going to be going on stage very shortly to be welcoming some of the traditional dances that we've got happening today. For you mob that's tuned in, we come to you live from Gimoy Country, Cairns for the Friday in the Park, celebrating NAIDOC Week. So we've got some guest speakers on stage right now that are talking. And we'll get our next guest on for National Talk Black, filling in for Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And we're coming to you live from Gimoy Country, Cairns, for our dear listeners tuning in via the National Dinners Radio Service. I'm going to go to our next track for you, mob, and we'll have our next guest here as well. I'm going to go with this one here with Briggs and your late great Dr. G and Dwayne Everett Smith. Enjoy.
Back where they understand that to their mother's land the children came.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We come to you live from Gimoy Country, Cairns, for Friday in the Park for NAIDOC Week. And we come to you via the National Dunes Radio Service. You're Bolam Maddie, and joining me on National Talk Black, I have Bree James, LMP for Barron River. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Look, wonderful to be here. Such a great vibe down here in Fogarty Park at Cairns for NAIDOC Week, for the launch. It's such a great day today.
Yes, it is. And you were a guest speaker for this morning. And how did that go for you this morning?
Yeah, look, it was great to share some of the things our government's doing for First Nations people. A big focus for us is helping First Nations people buy their own home, because we know when you have your own home, it can change everything for you. So it's a big focus for our government. And it was good to share also some things that we're doing to get women into the workforce with $5,000 grants to help women get back into the workforce as well. Because it's really hard for women, you know, especially when you've had children and you need that upskilling, or you might need some new clothes to go for an interview or a device, or help with childcare. So those grants will be really helpful to getting more women back into work.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, it is, like you said, hard for them because you don't know where to start.
No, and, you know, especially if you've been out of the job market for a decade, you know, doing what we actually need people in the community to do is look after their children and raise beautiful kids. But, you know, women do need to get their own identity and want to get back into the workforce. But it can be a bit overwhelming, I think, for women sometimes to take that next step. So those grants are going to be really helpful in getting women that want to, you know, go and get some new clothes and help with the childcare. So it's a great initiative.
Yes, it is. And how long have you been a member for Barron River?
So the election was in October last year, so not long, 7 months.
Wow.
7 months in, it's been a baptism of fire. There's a lot of things to advocate for in our region. We just got the Barron River Bridge funding for that, which will help the people of Coranda and the people of the Cape who come down to Cairns via that vital road. So there's lots of work still going on the Coranda Range. But yeah, so it's been budget week for us, our first budget week. So yeah, there's a lot to do for far north Queensland, that's for sure.
Yeah, so true. And your voice sounds familiar because you said to me that you used to do radio.
I did, for a very long time. So you never know where your career is going to take you.
That's right. Like, I didn't know I was going to do radio.
And I didn't know I was going to do an interview today either. So
so good to have you on, Bree. So what does NAIDOC mean to you?
Look, it's a time, you know, it's our 50-year anniversary for NAIDOC. It's a time for our First Nations people to celebrate culture, but also for all Australians to recognise what our First Nations people bring to our country. So it's wonderful to be here today. And you can hear our traditional dancers in the background right now. Love the kids dancing. It's always wonderful to see.
Too true. And like I saw when Juruju first started out, you know, alongside his father, and you know, he's got his kids joining him now as well, and it's, you know, great to see culture being passed on to the next generation.
And it's so important. And you know, music, art, culture, that connection not only to country but to each other. There's something about music and song and dance that, you know, it does join everybody, no matter where you're from, no matter your skin tone. You know, it brings us all together with that that feeling of connection. And that's why I've been a musician for over 25 years. So this is the side of things that I love, is seeing people share culture, no matter, we've got so many diverse cultures in far north Queensland, but you know, to see someone put their heart into a song or a heart into a dance is one of my favourite things to see.
Yeah, so true. So you said you're a musician as well.
Yes.
What's your genre?
Anything from the 50s to now. I'm a lot older than I look. So okay. My dad was a musician, so grew up in the music industry from a very young age. But he started paying me when I was 14. So been on stage. But, you know, love anything pop, anything's popular. So, but, you know, all music, really.
Yes, and, you know, like, even if it's just cultural music, like, you just saw the crowd just come in.
Absolutely, and you can feel it through your whole being. It's like a massage for your cells, all that vibration, and,
I love it. Bree, any last words you'd like to add for our listeners out there tuning in?
Happy NAIDOC Week. Enjoy all of the celebrations. Make sure you come down to Fogarty Park over the weekend. There's lots and lots of stalls here, lots of activities for everyone, for all ages. So, yeah, come and join in and be a part of it.
Yes, too true. But Bree James for LMP for Barron River, thank you for coming on and having a quick yarn.
Thank you.
And may you have a great day and enjoy NAIDOC Week.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. There you have it. That was Bree James, LMP for Barron River. You're with Bob and Maddie on National Talk Black. We're going to cross to the stage now for Juru and the Gimwe Wallabarra Yidinji Dance Troupe.
Jamma bayan ba, my ye bogan. Jamma bayan ba, naramugan.
May ibugan. Warma. Nagalenga lenga de wadema. Eporma de. Nagalenga lenga de wadema.
Borean,
welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast of NAIDOC in the Park for NAIDOC Week. Your Bolamati. Thanks to Gimwe Wallabarra Yidinji performing at the moment some traditional dances. And on the mic you heard there was Juru Fumau and Deadly Bala, that one. And right now joining me, I have Deadly Brother Man, and that's Matt Smith. Good morning.
Matt, are you good, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. And it's good to talk to another Matt.
Yeah, look, there's not many of us around.
I know, it's a rare thing.
I think it's our vintage, mate.
I think so. Like, we were looking for the girls. They always seem to run away.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible curse.
All right, Matt Smith, for our listeners out there, can you let them know a little bit about yourself, who you know, where you're from, and your role here in Cairns?
Yep, I was born in Victoria on Girini Kurnai country, down East Gippsland way, and made my way up to Cairns in 2005 to play with the Taipans. Did that for another 4 or 5 years. Then woke up one morning, I had kids in a house. I'm like, I live here now. This is great. And I've been here ever since. And yeah, at the last election, I was elected to the federal parliament. So I'm now the sitting member for LICA, which takes from the south of Cairns right the way up to the Torres Strait. So some of the most beautiful parts of the country, places where culture lives and breathes, and you can feel it when you get on country.
Yes, that's right. And we heard your Deadly speech that you had today here. And NAIDOC Week, NAIDOC in the Park, what does it mean to Matt Smith?
Oh, I think it's just a celebration of the resilience and the beauty of culture. You know, 60,000 years of unbroken connection to land, sea and country, and then, you know, the resilience shown since colonisation, and yeah, still standing, still strong, still proud, and it like I said, up the Cape, it breathes, and you can feel it, and it is a beautiful opportunity to celebrate what we are, what we've become, and what we can be, and that next generation, those young ones, some of the things that they're coming up with is amazing. I ran into some young ones up in Mapoon.
Yeah,
they're called Indigital. And what they're doing is they're sitting down with the elders. The elders are telling the stories, and the kids are drawing pictures, and then they put it into a virtual reality thing. So Wow. It pops up on the phone. It looks 3D, and then the kids can go and play the stories in like a Minecraft style game. And the interaction between the elders and the kids loved it. The elders loved it, and they're doing that right the way up and down the Cape. They were in Mapoon. They're going to do it in Aurukun, and it's just this. It was a really special thing to be a part of, and really. I guess it's an honour to be told the storylines and the song lines, to be present for that interaction between the elders and the young ones, and you can just see that the future's bright.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. Like, what was it like for you to be on country up in the Cape, you know, visiting those communities?
I love it. There's no better place in the world, I don't think. You know, when I go to Aurukun and, you know, toddlers speak to me in WIC first because they assume everyone speaks WIC because everyone in their world speaks WIC, so why wouldn't I speak WIC? I don't speak WIC. So we get over that, but I really love it up there, and you know, you can feel the warmth and the love, you know, for each other, for the country, and it's one of the really most special places on the planet, the Cape, as is the Torres Strait, where, you know, you got Joey Lofi running Island Stars up there, training up the young ones, you know, some of the art coming out of there. I love everything about the Far North.
Yes, too true. And, you know, talk about the Torres Strait, they also, you know, got the climate change that's happening up there as well.
Yeah, and that's a very real risk. And I think, particularly as a Torres Strait Islanders, you know, it's a sea people, an ocean people. Mm. And when the ocean becomes a threat, you know, that existentially must cause a lot of distress, you know. Mm. We have invested, I want to say, around $75 million for seawalls for like Marsig and Saibai, to try to build that resilience, but obviously climate change has to be addressed. You know, we don't want the first climate refugees to be from our own country. You know, we want people to be able to stay on those islands and live the way that their ancestors lived there with the old people, live there with their ancestors and the spirits.
Yes, too true. And how do you think today's turned out? Were you part of the march this morning?
No, missed the march. I was doing some work, but this looks fantastic. This is the biggest... Biggest turnout for a few years, I'd say. The weather has turned it on magnificently. The entertainment's great. NAIDOC is a really special day, and it's a really special day, particularly up here in the Far North.
Yes, too true. And what does NAIDOC mean to you, Matt?
An opportunity to celebrate and share culture.
Too deadly. Matt Smith, thank you for coming on and having a yarn. And hopefully we can have a yarn on our next event that we'll probably see you at.
Too easy.
Probably Cairns Indigenous Art Fair.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you then. Catch you, mate.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, that was Matt Smith, member for Leichhardt. And he was here, part of the guest speakers and delegates that spoke this morning for NAIDOC. So you mob, if you're not doing anything, come on down to Fogarty Park if you're here in Gilmore Country. And thanks for our daily listeners tuning in. We got our next performances coming up. I might jam a deadly song for you, Mob, because I got my next guest that's going to come on and talk here on BBM 98.7 FM. You're Bola Matty for National Talk Black and filling in for Trini Trev. So we're going to go to a deadly track. Let's go with Dalene Briscoe. We're going to go with Changing. Hope you enjoy. We'll be back after this. Tune in to BBM 98.7 FM.
Every day brings to us some new reason to take a new direction. Because neglection means to count your blessings. Teaching and reaching, yearning to learn another lesson. No matter the season, we take it to another level. Been some time since the soul started changing. It took a while to realize the things that made me. I stay right here till the clouds disappear, so I can see clear through the atmosphere.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katyana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
much of happiness and no more tears. We thank the Lord for who we are. We are the natives of the land and sea.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM with Bala Matty. Coming to you live from Fogarty Park here in Gimoy Country for Nadoc in the Park. Welcome to our listeners tuning in via the National Dennis Radio Service. You're with Bala Matty, filling in for Trendy Trev. And thanks for our daily guests coming on. We had Nyla Gray, trainee MC from DIG, and also Bree James, LMP for Barron River, also a federal member for Leichhardt, and that was Matt Smith, Manas, and Ruby. Thank you for getting us those deadly guests.
No, of course. Good morning, everybody. Tuned into BBM 98.7 FM. Yeah, deadly lineup of guests there, hey.
Yes.
You know, good mix of people there. Nyla was a beautiful name, too, when I met her. I was like, oh, wow. And, yeah, so she's a training MC with DIG. DIG is the Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good. They're a organization here in Cairns that do deadly in stuff to inspire the youth. You know, they're also working alongside Cairns NAIDOC committee as well. So Nyla was a part of the committee, the Cairns NAIDOC committee. So it was good to have her on, have a yarn, see what they're doing. They're always doing great stuff, really deadly stuff. But yeah, we had Bree James and Matt Smith come down as well. They were on stage with MC Uncle Nathan Schreiber doing the welcoming, you know, got to set it in. As soon as the march finishes, everyone comes in, settles in, and they welcome all the guests, speakers, you know, the traditional owners. And just before, actually, as you were doing National Talk Black, we had the Gimwari Wallabari Yidinji dance troupe come out and dance. Yes. So they are the traditional owners here in, one of the traditional owners here in the Cairns area. But yeah, Gimwari Mob, deadly, deadly dancing. They're so good. And they've got a really good dance troupe. Some of the older girls and the older boys, and then they've got them younger kids, the young small boys, the young girls, and that's just so great. You know, I feel like that really coincides with the theme this year for NAIDOC, the next generation, you know. Yes. You know, legacy, vision, strength, all those keywords. So it was really good to see them young kids get out there and dance, and they love it. You can tell that they love it, you know. They were standing behind the stage getting ready, you know, getting their paint on, putting all the you know, their shirts on as well. They looked really good. But yeah, then they came out and danced. Jiruju was singing. Shout out to Jiruju. But yeah, it was deadly. I love when they come out and dance. They're really good.
Yes, and you were talking about their shirts. I like the design on it. Just the hand and the color tone, the mixture of brown and black.
Yeah, earthy tones. Hey, them earthy tones. And then they've also got, it's like a skirt that they weigh. That
straw skirt.
Yeah, that they have around them. I know all the girls got them, and yeah, it was just a deadly dance. So I'm really excited to see how the rest of you know, the rest of the performances that are going to be coming out as well. I know I took a photo of the program. So we have the Friday NAIDOC in the Park program. Yeah, so at 11:10 a.m. the Gimwari Wallabari Yidinji dances went up, and then the next dances that we're going to have is at 12:25 p.m. the Jabbagai dance troupe. So very deadly. Love the Jabbagai dance troupe. Yeah, so look, you can check us out on our Facebook page, Bama Bipra 987 FM. I was going live for the dancing as well, so you can still see the video. It's up there in our in our feed, in our Bama Bipra feed on Facebook, so you can check it out there. But we will be going live for the performances, so if you can't make it down here to the park, don't worry, check us out on our social media. We've got lots of videos and photos going up. But if you can make it down here, come down here.
Yes, they got deadly feeds, they got some stalls where you can grab some, you know, little freebies, freebie bags. So what's they got there? St. Teresa's School. We got the medics next to us, Queensland ambulance. There's like the police here as well. Uncle Philip Bowie dressed in his Navy attire, which is pretty deadly and good to see. Hopefully we can grab Uncle Philip and have a yarn with him on air and talk about his role in the Navy, when he was in the Navy, and you know how it's changed, you know, Indigenous lives as well. So there's a lot happening down here. Thank you to our daily listeners tuning in to BBM 98.7 FM via the National Dennis Radio Service. For your local mob, we'll still come to you live on our Delhi station throughout the day till about 4 p.m. And we got some Delhi entertainment throughout the day for your local mob. For you listeners tuning in via NERS, thank you once again. And thanks to the NERS team for beaming us across the country. I'm going to go with this Delhi track here from ADO, from the Torres Straits, for our Delhi listeners. Enjoy.
Oh,
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black with Bolam Maddie. That was ADO with Murray Wire. That's a wrap for the National Talk Black program for today. But for you mob tuned in locally, you can listen throughout BBM 98.7 FM. And thanks to NERS for beaming us across the country. That's a wrap for Talk Black today. You can catch Talk Black Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on BBM 98.7 FM via the National Dennis Radio Service. I'll leave you with a deadly track from one of our Torres Strait Islander artists. They'll take us to the news here on BBM 98.7 FM, and hope everybody has a wonderful day celebrating NAIDOC Day wherever you are in this country celebrating NAIDOC. And have a deadly one and stay safe.